Healy, superstar. Do you think you're what they say you are? Ricky Lee, superstar. Do you think you're what they say you are?
It's showtime with Ricky Lee. Thank you for tuning in to 101.5 Huntley Community Radio. I am thrilled to be hanging out with you. And remember, you can always stream the show, including past episodes, at huntleyradio.com. It's Showtime is an entertainment industry-focused show. We talk about theater, television, movies, music, and books. But today, we're going to take a little departure from the norm. Today, we're going to focus on a medical topic, Alzheimer's. Alzheimer's is the most common cause of dementia, a general term for memory loss and other cognitive abilities serious enough to interfere with daily life. Alzheimer's disease accounts for 60 to 80% of dementia cases. More than 6 million Americans of all ages have Alzheimer's. Joining me today is Erin DeCarly, a longtime friend whose mother, Penny, suffers from Alzheimer's. We'll be discussing Erin's journey as a loved one of someone with Alzheimer's and her participation in the Walk to End Alzheimer's on October 1st. Welcome to the show, Erin.
Hi, Ricky. Thanks for having me.
Of course, of course. You know, Alzheimer's, not a lot of people understand thoroughly what Alzheimer's is. And we're going to get into some facts about that. But I wanted to start with putting a human story with this. I want to tell your story as your process with your mother having Alzheimer's. So let's talk first about your mother, Penny. Around what age did she start to show the signs of Alzheimer's?
She started showing signs, I'd say, probably around 63, 64. Actually diagnosed with it when she was 65.
And I think that's the magic number that most often is the case, 65 and older. What were the first signs? What made you start to suspect this?
Mom started showing the hard to remember certain things, simple things, like her best friend's phone number that she's had her whole life. She couldn't remember the phone number. She would call random people. She would forget what she had for dinner the night before or breakfast that morning. Just simple little things that most people think are just part of aging. Because people think, oh, they're just getting old. It's natural. No, it's actually not natural. So when mom finally was actually diagnosed, it took to the point of her going into the hospital for, unfortunately, a medical condition. And when they were treating that medical condition, they also went ahead and had her looked at for Alzheimer's. And that's when she was actually diagnosed with it.
And when they finally decided to look at Alzheimer's as a possible diagnosis, what kind of testing, what kind of evaluations did they do to make this official diagnosis?
They actually went ahead and they did a bunch of EKGs and CAT scans because, unfortunately, with Alzheimer's, it's the transmitter is essentially in your brain not shooting off anymore. So memory loss is one of the first things. Slurred speech is another factor in there. Mobility starts becoming an issue. So a lot of the tests that were done were essentially more on the brain scan platform.
Okay. And now before she went in the hospital, we talked a little bit about some of the things that you were noticing. When did you say, okay, this might not just be aging? What was it that stood out that maybe there was something more?
I was telling my sister on and off that we needed to get her checked, and my sister did the same thing as I did at the beginning. It wasn't until I received a phone call from a police officer from my mom, because they found my number in her phone. Luckily, my name begins with an A, so they worked their way down the list, and they got me first. She was found in a Walgreens bathroom. When they went out to look at the car had popped a tire some time ago, and she was literally driving to Walgreens on a non-existent tire. And she was very confused in the bathroom at Walgreens. That's when things were a reality at that point.
And just a tip for listeners, Erin's name came up first in her mother's phone because it starts with an A. One other tip to give to listeners is to list an ICE in case of emergency in your phone. That way, anybody who finds the phone knows how to contact the person responsible in an emergency. Now, they discovered your mom at Walgreens in the bathroom, and she was terribly disoriented. What was going on?
She was terribly disoriented. She didn't know what was going on. She didn't know how she got there. She wasn't aware that she drove. So just the simplicity of loss of her surroundings. And then the employee tried to help her, and they didn't know what to do. So they went ahead and called 911. And that's when the police came, and she just got more angry. Another unfortunate sign of Alzheimer's, which is the stage two phase, is anger. There's a lot of anger because there's confusion. So they don't know who you are or what's going on. So to see a figure, especially an authority figure, such as a police officer, it made her become a little bit more on the violent side, because she was thinking in her head that she was getting arrested.
Mm.
And so unfortunately, you know, things happened.
And what was the next step? Did they acknowledge it was a medical condition and take her to a hospital, or did they take her to jail for being angry and violent?
Luckily, because they had already managed to get my mother's phone and contact me, I did tell them that there is a possibility she's starting to have some delusions and she's not quite of sound mind. And therefore, they were able to wait with my mother until I was able to arrive at the destination and pick her up myself.
And I mean, this is a huge burden suddenly falling on your shoulders. You go to pick her up. What's next?
Next, we had to, she was living with her boyfriend at the time, who also was living in an assisted living facility. And they started noticing that she would come downstairs and wait for him, but he had just left for work.
Oh.
The concept of time was not relevant at that point in time.
So she was already in an assisted living facility?
Yes.
Okay.
She was living with her boyfriend.
And was that related to a medical condition, or that's just where she was?
No, that's where she was.
Okay. And so what was next? I mean, did she stay in that particular assisted living facility? Did she have to go to a hospital? Where does this proceed for you?
So this proceeded shortly thereafter. Like I said, she ended up going and getting into the hospital for another medical condition. And that's when it was confirmed that she did have onset dementia. So my sister and I, with understanding minimal of what dementia was, but understanding that neither one of us in the situations that we are currently in could unfortunately not have mom reside with either one of us. The thought of her making a can of soup and turning it on the stove, and next thing you know, my house is burned down,
right,
or my sister's house is burned down, or my mom goes out for a walk but doesn't know the neighborhood and ends up getting lost. So unfortunately, at that point, they were able to find her and put her into a memory care facility in Long Grove.
Okay. And is that where she is now?
That is where she resides now, yes.
And so how long has she been there? How many years would you guess?
She has been there for, I want to say, late 2018, early 2019, we put her in.
Okay. I understand that Alzheimer's patients tend to live 4 to 8 years after diagnosis, but can live up to 20 years. Was this something that the doctors advised you of so you could prepare for it?
No. No. They gave us no instructions, no help in all honesty, at that point, all the information that I've learned about Alzheimer's and dementia is through Alzheimer's Association, support groups. What ended up planning and getting us set for mom's unfortunate inevitable, which we all face eventually. The cause was she caught COVID in July of 2020. And she was lethargic and back in the hospital, wasn't eating, wasn't drinking, didn't know anybody. So that's what actually made me go and start making final plans for my mother.
Okay. And talk to the audience a little bit about how she progressed from the time of you set putting her in this facility. How quickly did her condition exacerbate?
She was doing very well before COVID. We would go, my sister and I would take turns Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and then we would take her out alternating weekends. We would go and play games. She would be alert. She could have full sentences. She could put puzzles together. She could paint. COVID hit. And now the unfortunate is she has progressed so rapidly because essentially what they do in these facilities is, because of COVID, there was minimal interaction. Everyone had to stay in their rooms because they weren't aware of what was going on with the virus. So unfortunately, because of lack of stimulation, lack of contact with other people, my mom's dementia progressed quite rapidly to the point where now minimal amount of talking that she has now essentially resorts to two, 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 full, 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 full. That's about as much as you get out of my mom now, which unfortunately she used to talk a lot more than me.
You're listening to It's Showtime with Ricky Lee on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio. You can also stream the show and past episodes at huntleyradio.com. Today, we're taking a bit of a departure from our normal focus to put the spotlight on Alzheimer's, a form of dementia afflicting over 6 million Americans. I'm joined by Aaron DeCarli, who will be raising money in the Walk to End Alzheimer's on October 1st as a part of the Lucky Penny team. Those interested in information on sponsoring the Lucky Penny team or registering to walk themselves can be found at alzheimersassociation.com. Now, Aaron, you mentioned that with COVID, your mother Penny lacked stimulation and mental stimulation and interactions. Is that normal that when that is not present, that people are going to have that kind of deterioration?
I feel I can't say for all cases, but in the cases that I have seen personally from my mother, other people, residents that I've personally seen, lack of stimulation definitely decreases any kind of neurons to stimulate in their brain. So therefore, lack of stimulation for the brain, lack of stimulation for anything further that they want to try and fight against. So I have personally seen that when people don't stimulate and come and talk and do things with their loved ones, that they will unfortunately progress even more rapidly.
Now, you and your sister have been very diligent about visiting your mother. And is it helping, or is once it started down that track, you're kind of on a set path?
I don't want to say there's a set path. Every path is different. I will say that there are what we like to call clarity moments. Clarity moments is she will randomly all of a sudden remember something, and her vocabulary from 2-2-2-2-2-4-4-4-4-4 is now clear as day. No, I don't want to.
And there's no prediction of that.
There is no prediction of that.
And how long does that last? Is it just a single outburst, or is it a contained for a few minutes, or how does that?
In the beginning, it was more of a prolonged, I'd say probably within a 2.5-3 hour visit, we'd have a couple clarity moments in the beginning. Now, since COVID and everything has happened, now it's as quickly as you and I blink our eyes.
Wow. And now you are able to take her out on outings, is that correct?
Correct.
And what seems to be the best type of outing experience, stimulation for your mother at this juncture?
At this time, honestly, what we do is we take her out for lunches, normally on a Saturday. Outdoor, it's nice out, get her some vitamin D. That always seems to help any kind of outdoor activity. Mobility has become a huge issue. She now can only do a few steps. She started getting quite wobbly. She doesn't have the leg strength she used to have. So now she's more in a chair. But my sister and I try to encourage her to walk. But usually it's we just take her out for lunch and get her to eat. Lack of appetite is another huge thing with Alzheimer's. People just don't want to eat, or they don't know how to, because again, the neurons forget how to swallow. So swallowing becomes kind of an issue for people as it progresses. So just taking her out and being there and give her some other things to look at besides the same thing she looks at Monday through Friday.
Now, you mentioned your mother decreased in her mobility, her ability to walk and so forth. Is that, from your understanding of Alzheimer's, is that something that is to be expected, that most people deteriorate in that way?
Yes.
And do you know why? Why it decreases the mobility?
I think it's, again, it's the lack of not getting up and doing their daily routines. Mm-hmm. One person might get up and go run half a mile before they get in the shower and get ready for work. When they start getting Alzheimer's, they forget to go and do that half mile. Mm-hmm. So their physical appearance starts deteriorating because they forget to do things. So unfortunately, walking, standing, not something she does very much anymore.
And at this juncture, is there any way back for your mother?
Not at this time.
But Alzheimer's Association and other organizations are working on trying to find a cure for this dreaded disease. And that's part of what you're going to be raising money for with the Walk to End Alzheimer's. Let's talk about that for a moment. How did you get involved in that?
My first walk was a virtual walk because it was during COVID of 2020. We obviously couldn't do the normal walk because of COVID. So what they did is they set up the Promise Garden. And if anyone gets a chance, please check out the Promise Garden. It's a wonderful thing. We went to the Promise Garden, and then you walked individually with other people. And what it does is I raise money and I walk 2.5 miles. And the money goes to research for, as of right now, they're working on a pill to not get rid of or cure Alzheimer's, but to slow the process down. So it gives people a little bit longer time with their loved ones.
Excellent.
So they're working on getting that. But unfortunately, we need the funds for the people who care, for the studies, for the, anyone that wants to volunteer themselves to essentially be checked to see if they have onset Alzheimer's, so that they can start doing studies on them, so to see how the reaction works. But unfortunately, to do all this, we need funds.
No,
and that's what I'm looking for.
This is obviously takes a huge emotional toll on the loved ones of anyone afflicted with Alzheimer's. Can you tell our audience, how have you learned to deal with this enormous stress and depression that probably accompanies this? How do you personally persevere?
You don't deal, you adapt. There is no dealing with any loved one that has ever experienced this. It's hard. Sorry. It's very hard to see someone that you love and know their personality and what they did before this disease, and look at them once they get the disease, and all they essentially are is a shell of the person that you once remembered.
Aaron, let's talk for a moment about that person that you remember. Let's celebrate Penny for who she has been all her life up until this point. Somebody who loved you very much, somebody that you loved very much. Tell us a little bit about the old Penny.
The old Penny. The old Penny used to be a barrel racer when she was younger. She was on the cover of one of the biggest rodeo magazines when she was in her early 20s. She loved horses. She loved dancing. She loved to perform. She loved hanging out with anyone that was having a bad time, just to know that there was someone there.
Now, with it being emotional to see your mom, do you limit who sees her? She has grandchildren from your sister and your brothers. Do they see her, or is that just not going to be helpful for anybody?
I've been very fortunate to be lucky that my mom still recognizes me, or if she doesn't, she fakes it very well. She does still recognize my sister, but we are a constant. We're always there. We're always talking to her. Unfortunately, the kids that she may or may not remember in her mind, what memories she may have left, they don't look like that anymore. Obviously, those children have grown, so they don't look like how she remembers. So sometimes, like I said, there's a clarity the moment, and then others, it's, oh, there's just someone here to hang out with me. Cool. So it depends again on the day.
Okay. And now with visitors, you say when you visit her and your sister visit her, because you're on a regular schedule, that does better for her. What are some of the comfort tools that assist her when you're not there? I think she has like a stuffed animal. Is that right?
She has many, many stuffed animals. She loves squashmallows. She loves those things. She calls them her babies.
Aww.
I don't know if she thinks that they're actual children or if they're just someone there to keep her company. She likes those fidget poppers. She plays with those all the time. But anything more advanced than that, I don't think will help.
Mm-hmm. And when you visit, like you go to restaurants, take her out for lunch. I think sometimes you also go and you like play puzzles and games with her. Is that right?
We try. Puzzles no longer are a thing. She would rather eat the puzzle piece than put it together. Again, I think we've lost that cognitive thought process at this point. So now it's just spend time with her while we can.
And how does this affect you, your sister, your brothers, the rest of the family? Is Alzheimer's genetic?
There has not been an actual confirmed study that it is a genetic base.
Is it a worry?
Not yet.
Okay.
However, a lot of factors play into Alzheimer's. Diet, the way you live your life, your eating habits, your hygiene habits, your living situations, your stress levels through life, a lot of other factors that they know of to this day are a huge factor and play in the possibility of those neurons starting to misfire.
Now, when your mother was diagnosed and went in a facility, the doctors didn't give you very much information. You had to research it yourself. What advice would you pass on to somebody who is newly dealing with a loved one with Alzheimer's? What did you learn that you would like to pass on?
The Alzheimer's Association.com is a wonderful tool. They have a support call number. For anyone that has any questions, needs guidance, just needs a shoulder to cry on, that support line is a huge help and a huge part of how I've managed to make it thus far. You're going to develop a whole new level of patience that you never knew you had. think you're already a parent of multiple children, well, this is a whole new different patient level, because now you're the adult of your parent and you have to make sure you make the right choices for them. So it's kind of a whole big switcheroo, but you will develop a whole new patience and definitely look into that support line, because it will be your best friend.
And again, that website is alzheimersassociation.com. Now, for those who want to support you in doing the walk to end Alzheimer's, how can they pledge their support?
Absolutely. If you go to that website, the www.alzheimersassociation.com, you can click on the link that says donate, and it will say find a team or find a participant. My name is Erin DeCarli.
And Erin is spelled very unique, A-I-R-E-N.
Correct. And my last name is DeCarli, D as in dog, E-C-A-R-L-I. Or you can find the team name, which is Lucky Penny, after my mom, L-U-C-K-Y-P-E-N-N-Y.
You've been listening to It's Showtime with Ricky Lee here on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio. My guest today has been Erin DeCarli, who will be walking with the Lucky Penny team in the Walk to End Alzheimer's on October 1st in Libertyville to raise money to find a cure for Alzheimer's. For more information, visit alzheimersassociation.com. There you can find information on pledging support of Erin DeCarli and the Lucky Penny team, or to register to walk yourself. Erin, thank you so much. You've presented a touching story, and our hearts go out to you.
Thanks, Ricky. I appreciate it.